My name is Melvin Dodge, and today is March 12, 1988. This interview was recorded in the RC's Trinity Bay. The informant in this interview, name is Jonah Dodge. He is my father, and he is 62 years old. He has lived in the RC's all his life and spent many years working in Terranova in the lumber mills.
Where exactly is that located?
Terranova.
Where is it? Tech Park?
No, Terranova.
Sorry, I'm sitting around the town. When did you work in there?
Well, I started work when I was 16. I went down there and went to play hockey. Sign-wire on Westbrook. Right.
Cookie, that's the job you have, is it?
Yeah, that's what it means.
I was a waiter.
Played a waiter. Cookie. 75 people.
And drinking. Who was in charge of you?
Oh, the Tom, son of the
wife. See, that was he a cook?
No, he was a farmer.
A farmer at home camp?
Yeah. He didn't want him to cook. Same way. Myself and Simeon Spur, they were two cooking there the first time.
You were 16?
Yes, you may. I worked here at the dune, on the drive, driving the logs, driving the pulp.
What river?
Terranova River. Come down to Terranova and then the lower town. That guy's going through the Grand Pass, Andy Mill. He's working with him. Andy Company.
What's that, the main log company?
Yeah. Two companies. But it was a good one. The lake and Andy Company. The mill with your grandpa of the Terranova with the east coast. They took me Terranova and then move. Magic.
How long did you work as a cookie?
I worked a cookie from May until August.
What? Just in the same year?
In the same year.
Oh yeah. What did you do after that?
I come home. I went back in September in the woods. Cutting pulp. I worked cutting pulp for them until Christmas. Then I came home and I went down team. This team horses pulling all out. And with that before, we go back and put them in the woods again cutting pulp.
Now, like, how old were people working with you?
Well, they were very, probably from 16 up to 60. A man had two sons, a man had sons, they were when you get on up, that's great, but because that's the only place. Fishing and Rummer was there with the two.
Just, was that all year round in the woods?
All year round, yeah. And everyone could get, there's nobody on the Friday might work, you could have any type of town in the town, in the woods.
It's like you would just choose everybody, would you? Send anybody?
Anyone want to work? Who works along the lake, you know.
That'd be so old, aren't they?
Well, you had to be 16, 17. I signed down at 21 when I was 16. And I was good 30 years old by chain.
Right. What were, you said range ages were around 17 or 18? Right, 17 to around 60, right? Right, how old were the bosses?
Well, the bosses was early, could be 30 to 45, 50.
Did he work down the line, Tom?
Well, that's what he went down there, and then he went as a second hand foreman, and then they got a camp afterwards.
They sleep in the same place?
No, then. They had the 4 feet that was out of the cookhouse. We had a bunk, 3 bunks to a camp.
What do you sleep in?
Well, the bunks was with 8 foot wide and 7 foot long, and they would build the ground sticks, and in the center was a where got the center partition. And the 2 men would sleep the bunk. That's 4 men, 2 men in each. You had to go and pick. When I went to the first, that was pretty rare. We had to go pick our bowels, spread him in the mountain and put our business on top. I'll see ponies. After ponies, boys, we started to develop. And 48, 49, they bought the cats from the Americans. And they put them in the tents. And then there was a spring from Memphis. Cats with double cats, up top and bottom. Lucky then they get into Memphis. Probably you get two. That company, you first.
That's how formed that
too. Well, you know what it was, you stick down bowels and your bed goes on top of that. The only stick that goes on was out, that's in the winter.
What do you think about?
I would place the heater. The heater was what you call the pot belly stove, and he was deeper in the bridge. And at 9 o'clock, the loose had to be out. And the stove was turned off, and let it go around the corner back. In the morning, fire went the midnight around 5:30.
We lit the fire.
Well, the cookie, we lit the fire when I was cookie. We had to lit the fire, called them in around 6:30. 7, quarter past 7 breakfast. And then, put it back to work. It was paid one way. Paid one way to work and walk. You had to wait for the 5 o'clock to walk home. But you need to come either back and walk to your work.
How far was that work away?
Well, it was all turned. It could be an hour's walk, it could be half an hour's walk. When you were driving, you had to drive. You had to drive and go to the next camp. And then they came from that. When you were cutting, you had 10 to 15 minutes to walk. Not over an hour.
You in charge of a certain area that you had to cut to?
Oh yeah, they had to block in a certain area.
How big was that block?
And the block would be 3 miles in diameter.
Okay, could you describe a typical day then in Lumberwoods?
Well, the typical day was a good fine day and you had a bit of good wood. You know, you would make half people pay. You had bad weather. But the green, or most of the people with the green, there's not many people stay out. The best weather, you get to go to the green every day, and you got in so many books.
Did you have to go out? Have to go out on a certain day?
No, you never had to go to the train, you must stay in up to yourself, just because you were doing yourself contract on your own. But now, if you was on company pay, you had to go, whereas you look the day's pay. If you had 5 days of rain, well, you didn't go, you didn't make no money, but if you was on company pay, you go and you work. If you work over half a day, you would get a full day's pay.
So how did they keep track of how long you worked?
They had a second hand, so he would be with him. And they used to mean around, like they were seen cutting roads, or they were seen stopping, or whatever they were doing on company pay. So if it was a bad effort to go back, you would take it to power and the outcome of the tip. Then you would be marking as a full day. If you come home before 10 o'clock, around 10 o'clock, you only get half a day.
Correct,
mate. Well, in the morning. You have breakfast at 7, leave at 8, you have the lunch at 12 at 11. So at 10 o'clock, you have the lunch. 12 o'clock, we have a dinner. 3 o'clock in the evening, you would have another lunch. Break.
How long is
your
lunch break?
Oh, well, you press 20 minutes, half an hour, and you'll get the body kick. You come out at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, so you have Mondays, you would have fish, whatever, prepared. Tuesdays, you have cheap dinner. Thursdays, you cheap dinner. Sundays. With a big meal and fresh meat. Beans was the top Friday in the mornings.
Every morning
beans. And then you get beans blown one morning, then the next morning you may get blown on beans. But the beans was the biggest thing.
So around what time did everybody get home and eat?
Well, you had to be home summertime she's packed. Some be able to 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then walk, and it was
pay deducted for a clean room?
Oh, no, no. For you, that's only on the company. I mean, but you on your own, when you box on, you're on your own. You make $10 or $5 or whatever you make. But company time, you pay per hour. $1.25 an hour.
You said you're getting lunch break in the woods. You take in much lunch for you?
Oh, yes, you take your lunch in. If you was 50 minutes walk, come to the camp. But if you were over 50 minutes walk, you would take in your lunch and you boil your kit. Now, in the summer, okay, he would come in for lunch, bring lunch in, and some of the company wouldn't, but they have the choir. I mean, a lunch come in, the choir. They have floor and pockets there and water tanks in them there, and three water kept, and then come in and sit around and he put the food,
Is there any like health officers or anything like that to make sure that he's gotten good meals and that?
No, not then. That was after the Confederation. But that's not, I'm talking now about from the 40s until 46, 47. After that, after Confederation, everything changed. We had our union with the Brooklyn Bloggers Association. He was a viewpoint for our rights of trying to get better facilities and everything. And finally, we paid off. We got better bunks, better sleeping quarters, and better stove for more if you keep you warm. And we got the lights, rapid lights. On motor, Donamore. Every captain was over Donamore. But 9 o'clock, everything had to be turned off and we had to turn it.
How'd you go about getting a job and being able to work down in the woods?
Well, you go down by train, the train over a bench or wherever you want to go. Go to the office. No trouble to get on. You'll be camped and take somebody in. So then you've been up in boat in Glenwood, in Badger, and train over you go by truck. You have a shed on the truck. Box, house, whatever you call. He would then would take 25 or 30 men, which are clothes bags, travel up to the depot, the camp there, used to get that 12 o'clock, eat your meal, because the camps was up 30, 40 miles.
Did in
the country.
Did the company not pay for your train?
No, the company would pay, would put you on the job, when you signed up for the camp. Take you a day, if you pass a day before you get there. You get there in the evening, you bring to the bungalows and eat your bed, get everything lined up, bring to the 4 feet, call the 4 feet to the office, skip and stay. Go in there then and just give you a slip, sign on, get your van. What they mean by van was you want the tobacco or clothes. It's all there, and then they would take it on your check and pay it.
You could get what you want there.
Oh, yeah, just get what you want.
Suppose you've seen a few accidents in that area.
I saw one fella on his back. He wasn't broke, thought he was broke. We had to bring it over. Bring up a stretcher, bring it over 4 miles. And he got on the tractor. And got down from the devoted bed, got down about 6 miles for the truck to come take. He was 24 hours. He's 24 hours in time. He had his back leg at the hospital. So, but he, you know, fellas cut himself. Most every day to be someone cut himself. But they had a face in there,
doctors?
No doctors, but some of them, the form had, he had them face in, skipper, some of them face in. He bandaged it up, carried down. Every day to be someone going down, 3 or 4 men be going down. I am ready to lay, ready to cut with an axe.
Yeah. Was like any groups of men that are have a certain reputations. Like, did the name mean anything? Your name?
Oh yes, your name. I mean, if you was up with the, you was a good woodcutter, cut three, two and a half, 3 foot over the day. You had no problem getting a job. Smith, sir, whatever he was, man, you know, I just said switched in, but done something in the hurdies.
What about your name that I just said?
Well, I was up, I went up on the last day on the 53 or 54 of that night. I was up, I got the record down in turnover and I broke.
You?
Me and Jack pushed from that. He did now from Sunday side.
What was it? What was around the wing numbers then?
You was cutting 3.5 quarter of the day. You was a people cutter. You want good wood, you know. You want good wood. You didn't good wood. You cut 2.5, 3 quarter a day. I haven't cut 4 quarter, but that's not every day.
Start with a, what's that with?
Well, just a box saw.
So what's that?
Well, a power saw. Now, the power saw only started when I quit. Me and Jack put 1 hour. Two of us, we cut power 2.75 points. That was the record. And we hired me and Steve Clover hired Steve Curran, that was foreman's our saw. He had the credit normally come up and turn over water. So we hired around 2 hours a day. And he gave us his main road to cut, which was good wood, big wood and good wood. We put up a land on 185 feet long, 5 feet high, and we averaged 10 cord a day, 12 days.
Around how big was the cord?
Cord is 4x4.
It's 4 foot.
That's 4 foot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How big was the point?
It was 128 points in the cord.
128. Yeah. What kinds of equipment did you use? Besides the box, just the box itself?
You the box on, you got big trees, the other one, them old cross cuts, about 4 feet long, 5 feet long, so twins take them aside on the big ones, but that's not very hard. I had one big one on my road, George Road, Sunnyside. He told me, when just give us in, I mean, we get the tree, and he was stronger than I was. Well, we was pulling on the saw, and the saw got nipped. So I pulled her back. Joyce pulled her again. I couldn't be at the chopper. So we got the tree. It was 3.5 feet across the stump. Just over a cord. And then five.
You're bigger than the cord itself?
Yeah, you go over a cord in the tree.
Yeah. Yeah, and you get that wood net out from the camp itself in the summer? Well,
no, they didn't pull no wood in the summer. They pulled in the winter by horses. They had wood for the horses. Was close to the river, all down greatly around the level, and then in the back with the tractor on the sled, and used to haul a four cord on the sled, 22 feet long, I think that most of the sled was. You put your bottom up, and you had two tractors, one small tractor would bring it out to the main road, and then the big tractor taking it to the lake. He hauled on the landing. So, I used to go team in the winter, until the spring, then I go back to the woods.
Where do you get the horses to? Like,
all day the horses. Company had the horses come in. The one I had, 12 to 14 on the pound. So,
you say like you leave your wood in the woods during the summer, is it?
Yeah, they're all piled. It's all piled land. It's whatever, some 4 foot up. Walk with the land to us 10, 20, all the kind of what kind of wood you're thinking.
You ever worry about anybody taking your wood or anything like that?
No, teams
of guys?
No, they couldn't because it was all on roads and the scale had come up, and he was scaled, there wouldn't have a number on. So no one could take no wood.
When was that wood scaled?
Well, they have about 12 day scale. Sometimes 18 day scale in the AMD company. Now, the bow artist used to have a month scale once a month. But we in the AMD company, they start up with an 18 day scale, and then the men didn't want more than that. Less than that, they went to a 12 day scale every 2 weeks. So when you go to work, you get a contract number. So that was put on your price brow. That price. And if you moved to another road, then you would was better or worse, you get another number.
Road, what? Me road.
But the road, every road's a wood, see? which is 100 feet apart. So you had 50 feet on both sides, run all diagonal. So end of the, when the 12 day scale was up, she cut off this, up from the scalers.
So they wouldn't stay in the woods until the scale?
Oh, it would, yes, it'd be all pile, stump pile they call it. And then the scaler come in and he would scale every man's wood, and then that number was on your brow, on your wood, but they knew that was your wood. So when he scale all the wood, he would have a settlement, then they take about 2 days. They make up all the wood, and then you would get paid. It would be deducted out from whatever van you had, that's whatever you charged.
Yeah, could anybody become a scaler? You work your way up?
You had to be, no, just, you had to work your way up, but you had to have good education. And Clyde Moss, he was our scaler most of the time. He was a good, he could add up four rows of numbers one time. That was pretty good.
There was no, was there any women that kind of work with you still in the woods in that?
No.
No women?
No women.
What was like, who kept the place clean in that?
Well, the cookies kept the place clean. They had the tree boggles, they had to scrub up them once a week. But that was a big room. And they had to fire the sod off, they put hot water in and soap. And they would, canned lawyer, I think he used to use. Scrub the floor, keep the floor, and get it half decent.
What about your bunks in it? You kept that clean?
You had that, you was responsible for your own bunk.
Did he be strict on things like that?
Well, yeah, he was strict on trying to keep, boots and old clothes around. You had to destroy that stuff.
What kind of clothes did you wear then?
Well, you wear logans. You call logans. You wear rubber boots at the whip.
There's no steel ones?
No, well, no steel was in because they didn't. That was that coming after when the saws come in. But you wear jeans and dungarees, they call overalls, and briefs. Yeah.
Much change, did it change much in the wintertime?
Oh, yes, it changed much. Couldn't be close enough. No, you never see no one with only a high woman with underwear, long underwear on.
Yeah.
And that's where on heavy, it was always heavy, heavy cold.
Where I must close the bed that too now?
Yes, in the winter, when you go to bed, you have all the clothes you get, probably you hit, and you throw your old clothes on top of you. Because the fire goes at 12 o'clock, and then it's pretty cold, and then big bunkers. 60 feet long and 40 feet wide.
Something one by itself, or?
But then, that's in the late, in the 50s. It's 55,
52, 53. And, you had your own bunk then, it was more better off.
You had your own bunk.
So I had, like, was it bad money bathrooms and things like that then?
There's no bathrooms in the bunk, but you had a bunkhouse outside of us. That's 200 feet. That was all open. One door, you go in, and there's a big ditch dug, and the sticks, there's a stick put down. You had to stand up on the stick, And every week, the cookies would take lime, they would dry lime, throw down in the pit around the kitchen. Smell that.
That is, what do you do for showers and baths and things like that?
The shower, you have one, when you leave home, you have a shower, if you had the water. You would have no more showers if you come home, on either summer, now you swim. You wouldn't have no shower, you had no water, no washing cold water, no shaving cold water, most of the time. You had a barrel on the stove with a pipe. That hot water, you may get enough. Sunday, they have a shame.
So I suppose a lot of people got a flu in that in the summer too, in the winter too as well.
Well, yes, most of a lot of people don't get flu. You was kind of a hiding to it. Cold weather, after you get so long, the cold weather, you didn't bother at all. But you get sick, a lot of people got sick at the taking down to the hospital. And the nearest hospital was a couple of chances. There's a doctor down in there. Turn over.
So they rush the doctor in for emergencies or rush?
Never seen no doctors come off the camp.
So you knew somebody was in a real emergency?
Well, they had to come up and talk. They can't take them down. The snowmobile, they had a snowmobile and whatever, but she was fast. We were up to 30 miles.
So during, like, what did you have for fire control and things like that?
Well, they had the fire cans with the hose on them. Fire cans, they let it on the summertime. Mm-hmm. They had towers every... They had towers on the high hills. It's about 10 or 15 miles or 20 miles away. Mm-hmm. There'd be a man stationed in the towers all summer long. He had his compass there, and if he see a fire, he had his phone, if he see a fire, he would call the nearest people and give direction. But I never saw him. Only one fire, the forest fire, was down there. That one, and I think he thought it probably got too out of control.
So how would you doubt the fire then, too?
All the men would be called to go in. You'd take this 5 gallon on your back with a pump. Plus the men then would carry fire engines, pump engines, and hose, the nearest river or pond. No water bomber then, I
think. When Confederation came around 1949, was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And what changed? How much did it change for you, for the workers?
Well, it was a big change because we was in Badger. I was in Badger right then. We had to walk up to the camp, half an hour walk, go three times down there for the soil, when you come to have Confederation or not. So when the Confederation come in, that for 2 years, so you see a lot of difference. You had better facilities, better place on your wood, better living, toilets. Everything was a lot of big change. Better food, better cooks, and different food. Before that, you wouldn't see milk, you see get a powder called Klim. You mix it up into a jug and put on table. Milk, water, where it tastes, sorry. And the last years, after that, then you got different food. You didn't see corned meat, you didn't see anything, sausage, nothing yet. So it was all new. Everything was changed. You paid more for your food. And you got more wages. Everything was better.
Did the companies in that get against Confederation, some of the rules that they brought into?
No, yes, he was up against it first. A lot of the foremen and everything, because you know, it was going to be a big changeover, but after they got Confederation and everything, things was all different.
And then didn't the unions form into it, didn't they?
Well, that was when I quit. When the IWA come in. They had riots. Killed the policeman down there. Badges from them. I went and turned over. We had hell and earth sometimes, some spell.
That bunch against the unions and...
Some bunch against the IWA and the... And some fellas was for the IWA.
So who would be the heads of the union? Would it be from Canada or...?
Well, just they had represented the company from Canada and come up to camp on the meetings.
Mm.
You know, we were going to be killed where it was.
Why was everybody against the union?
They didn't like the IWA. And a lot of people want the IWA, but they didn't know what they were getting into, see. The IWA promised them better, more wages, better wages and everything. What happened, they had no proof. Only what they were telling them about on the mainland, what happened. So Joey questioned all that.
Sure, smile.
Yeah, still had the Nuggets Association.
Yeah. So, any strikes during after the union came here? or after things started changing that?
No. We was all off. We was with a strike because we was getting a strike pay. I think we so I got 6 or 7. Yeah, about to Sam Drover and I just go up. So the giver got this in, I don't know, $9 or something another week or something like that.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have much to spend on down the woods anyway, or?
When you went up the woods, you had no money. You didn't have the money after. And then when you come down, to make 3 or 4 per day, come down to have a big time.
So, other companies had unions in too. How did that affect you when other unions started strikes instead of, say, railway companies and things like that?
Well, when the railway went on strike, you had no transportation, no road. We walked from town to turn over twice.
The south, what's the distance?
Well, we leave in the morning, and we got down there in the night. The last time I got down there, just we went into the south of train blew. So we had them in the hoop.
Came back on?
She came, yeah. They came back on while we was walking down town. We didn't know.
Many roads then to get to work?
No, there's no roads going, no roads like it now, you had to go to town and go on the train.
Did you get to Claremont?
You go down, you go up to Highland Road, 12, you. Before the road got down to Highland. You get a taxi trail to town. And then the road gets spread down beach, you go to Long Beach. Then the road got down through down there. And that turned out the road was changed. No, there's no roads for good point now, like one time. It's all tree farms. That turnover slowed down. Dragon slowed down, yes.
How long did you go in the woods for? Have a certain time that you'd be in the workers?
Well,
a year or you mean like?
Oh, you could go in any time. Now through the year. I used to go in, and then afterwards, I used to go in the winter, and I come up in June and go fishing. 2 months, got it. So, once September comes, cold weather, I go back in.
Back in the woods?
Back in the woods, that's sure without.
You might pay more for work in the winter?
No, in the winter, you would go on company. Time, a team, and they're very similar to be cut in the winter, too much snow.
You just haul the wood out? So the companies themselves, did you compete for the areas and all that? The working, the workers and that?
Mm-hmm.
Like saying, like you'd rather work with this company because they had better pay or?
Well, if a lot of people go with the handy company, then you want the whole water set a different system out here. You get bonus for what would you pull out. Plus they use paying more for them because they do shorter. The Andy company was 52 inches. In the hour would go up. But all water is a good because they were good so strict.
Could you cross over and go from company to company?
We used to chase you.
They wouldn't think twice about iron, you could keep them on?
Oh no, because there's no two companies in any one area. Imagine who's in one. Dale takes some of them in.
So
the whole water's in it. And it's on this end.
So who decided where the companies would have to win that?
Well, I suppose the government, I suppose the Andy companies, they were going to each coast. His grandpa, DeMille, and Connor, the whole waters.
That come out, was that companies from Newfoundland or
something? No, that's big companies.
Mainly.
Yeah, they that long time.
When you went to work down there, was there many people from outside Newfoundland working down there?
No, I never seen all that. That's where I worked.
No. What about like from the different communities? Like,
oh, yes,
you look at a guy and say that he worked from there? And
no, you were maybe community, yeah. All around. Get some for a pretty good more, but you haven't got to talk because if you was making any more money than they were, very US. The foreman thought at the time he was getting, you know, he was in with the foreman, right?
It was a bad reputation of some crowd, like,
oh, yes. Communities. Some thought it was, you started rackets and try to do your before, you know.
Solid jealousy, was it? Or?
Just a bit jealousy.
Now, before you went away to work, Matt, when you were younger and all that, like, who decided that you had to go to work? Was your decision, or?
Yes, my decision. I said, I wouldn't go fishing. I was only young, 16, 17. I said, I went away. Father was sick. Mom at the time being in nice, and I went away. So I went down with my mom, and his son, and the other guy. So when I went up to the beach to sign on, I had to stand on my toes to get me to the wing. Because I was only young. He asked me how old I was. I said I was 21. Because I think I had a father's clothes.
Perhaps he knew the difference too, when he didn't.
Oh, he didn't know the difference. He said, if you're, well, the way he said, if you're willing, must go to work. Okay. Yeah. So I had to take whatever I would get. So I went off to camp. 2 jobs available. That's why I took the easy job. I thought about the easy job.
What was that?
Cookie. Yeah, $75 a month. It's in pound. That was, that would be more.
So that was harder than what you thought it would be?
Yeah, because you were hunting somebody in Maine. For the, you know, the captain, but.
Like, it was just yourself in charge of somebody in Maine?
There's two of us. Four altogether, two cooks and two.
You got as many people from around you went away to work?
Oh, well, every camp going you met, you know, probably about six. Mm. Because there's nobody on the planet. And then if you wouldn't lazy, you want a job away, you put your clothes in a bag and go down the woods for a week or 2 weeks or whatever. And you, nobody's, nothing is now. The work they have here. Mm. No skill. You never had to have any education or trade.
Be a hard worker, I suppose.
Only if you want to work hard, you work hard. The harder you work, the more money you make.
Did certain people around here favor a different area? Did they want to work? Go away to work?
Yeah, a lot of people favor different areas because, you know, the foreman and the foreman, they had the name was up. The foreman would favor them. You give them the best wood they had.
So,
A lot of people would call us in this area. Name of 10 or 15 good men.
So when payday came around, like, how did that go over?
Well, when payday came, you would, when the wooden scale and the settlement, in the night, you saw it was, the bigger the chicks. And everyone wanted to know who dies in the camp. He was a big shot if he was dies in the camp.
I suppose they never looked up, they looked down on you.
No, it was in two or three categories. It was the high end and low and the medium, eh? So you was up with the high part. But then Sino had the biggest check for that day.
So if you had the check, you wouldn't want to say, would you?
No, but your name was someone would know next day, right, this would have done good this week. He'd be 40, 50 men. But that's
where would you cash your checks to?
When you come down to turn over to a badger, no banks, they had the money, the office. Mm. You want the case to come on, right? But if you leave to come on before the scale, then you go get a cash advance. You just skip and even write up a check. Two trades your money, two trades what you had, you know, if they know that much, what you had cut.
What about the other third? What would happen to that?
Well, when the scale, then you would see your balance.
Oh, yeah. You had several positions then while you worked too, didn't you? Mm-hmm. What other type of jobs did you have?
I was cookie and I was teaming. And I was, you ever saw about it, well, I've always saw it, see? So, I took over that job. Leave a foot. Camp and he went on a weekend, so I took off his job. when they get hot weather in the summer, I mean, then they cut wood and perhaps I would allocate salvin for a month. And I was there. I was second hand for 2 months. It's all around. Then I'm looking after a crowd on the trolley. It's all on in the spring.
So, well, why would you shoot? Decide that you want to do something else?
No, well, if you wouldn't have saw it because you was in the woods cutting wood. That's just only a 3 or 4 job there anyway. I mean, the tractor driver, you had to be heavy equipment.
You get a trade from somewhere, right?
Yeah, well, them fellas, were brakesmen. Yes, I was brakesman too. A brakesman from one of them. That's the driver on the UB hook up to say it's an Arnold called brakesman. Well, so I had different jobs.
Would he look down on you because you were doing a certain job or anything? So you realized you had to work hard too?
Oh, yeah. But in the winter months, it was all company. Pay. So I rather go team. Because the more wood you pull, the more money you make. But you still get your pay, your regular pay, regardless. If you get a bonus, you get pulled over. But you spoil it.
So, what about wildlife and things like that down there?
Lots of moose.
It's moose. Somebody kill many moose?
Yeah, we can't put, well, that's when the license was $5. You would buy a license for $5 anymore, you know. We killed, I was up on Sunday. And then Sunday, and we had the boys at caribou. So I trading caribou on the bog. I had a license. So this guy had the extreme caribou. So he said, I'll kill you one now. So he shot at the caribou and they fell down. We shot again. Still never touched him. So here was the caravan I was equipped. We had no more bullets. So I said, cut me a stick. So the buddy cut a stick with 6 foot long. And the cross was iron. So I ran up. When I ran up, towards him, he jumped. I hit him. So I took the iron and rubbed his ear. Antlers. But he said, well, I want antlers. I said, too late now, I got him killed. So he come up and cut his throat. He was about 125 pounds.
So he did share them?
Well, I gave him a quarter because he killed me and I had 2 quarters for a shoulder.
So yeah,
that's an oops. The camp formed there. He would kill oops any time at all. That's the day of summertime. He blocks me.
So did Dad cooks in that serve much moose in it, didn't it?
Oh yes. You could tell steps to give rabbits and you could rabbit here individually.
So you keep track of the cut what?
No. But yes, if you carry in a rabbit's here, you know, he take a quarter or every month. In the mornings and play the damn old beans and the rabbit.
So would Dad just pay him for
no,
the
no,
yeah?
No.
You would just do it?
Oh yes.
So did what if that guy decided he wouldn't do that stuff?
I never seen what happened. You know, he wouldn't, but he passed it, but he put on a pan. He used to, you clean your rabbit and clean your rabbit, carry it. So he put on the rabbit. And that way, a lot of people would have a piece of rabbit. Perhaps you have 10 rabbits this morning. Then you only had to put on.
This is the end of side one. Continued on side two. When you worked on it, was many people fired in that down or two?
I only can recall once, so far down there.
Mm-hmm.
He was blacklisted. He'd done something that common didn't like. But there's, you know, not many times you get for it. You had to do something like in the summertime, if you was cast smoke, outdoors, you could be sent down for that period. But or you've done a mischief, broke 15 pounds of company, or one time a fella cut the wire, the phone wire, so he was blacklisted.
Blacklisted the man
blacklisted would mean you wouldn't get out of it anymore.
Not for that company or anybody?
Well, I don't know about any other company, but direct of that company anyway.
Would you blacklisted among each other too?
No. Just for the company.
You wouldn't associate with this guy because he did something? Or
no.
Didn't care?
No, wouldn't that.
No. Tenor sometimes must have been pretty boring. What do you do for entertainment, Tenor?
Well, nighttime you play cards, 5 unders, 45. And perhaps a game of 45. A game of 5 months can go on for a week. Because there'd be four people. And then four people could be playing cards for the whole week. And you were trying to get the game. Then another crowd would be playing 45s and poker. We play poker a lot. Matches. Some fellas say you see some fellas with a dog bag out on the because unless I want to play, it's 500 boxes.
Matches.
So. Target then, and Bugler was out, Target.
Spent much money there, any money in that too?
You wouldn't be much money on the goal, you're very silly. You just play for fun, and matches was the best one.
What else you do then for entertainment?
Well, Sundays you play ringer, and go for a walk.
What's that, what's ringer?
Horseshoe. Yeah. We used to call it ringer, right? Mm-hmm. Stick up with the horse and over the barn and pick up some more horseshoe over there. Feet, 6 inches. Mm-hmm. Diamond. Play that.
Have any bad sports standard at all?
No.
His plate's breaking the hole.
No, I didn't see him then. No. Because no liquor.
No liquor down at all?
No liquor, no. But a fella goes on a weekend and bringing the bottle, you wouldn't last very long.
Was he allowed to bring it in?
No, you wouldn't allow to bring it in. Although they sent me St. John's one time, I went out on Christmas, and they sent me St. John's. But I bring in some liquor. So I brought in that. And 12 bottles of liquor I had for the boys. So I got to the camp at one. So we the boys on the way out, and bring the drink to that. So I carried one bottle to the camp, I had to pay them all back the money again. But the speech was $5 a bottle.
Could anybody, would the heads of the place have liquor in that too?
Nah, he could have a bottle of liquor in four feet, probably. So back and forth, but you wouldn't allow to have anything like that.
You get much trouble under for that too?
No, I don't trouble. Because you couldn't, there's no such thing as beer. You couldn't bring beer up. You had to go about it to talk. You couldn't bring beer up. Fellas sneak up a bottle sometimes.
Was much competition among the workers themselves and all that?
The only competition was a fella come up the woods and he was a good woodcutter and you had a bit of good wood. You would try to beat him. Mm. I remember it over in I was up at camp and the guy come there and I know him well. He was a big woodcutter. Me and him was working just to grow the park. This one I got married and was. I went down to Glenwood and my brother Bill went up. So I got a good road and he got a bad one, so he was going to quit. So I gave Bill my road, took his. So the skipper come in and he said, I thought I'd put you up here on a good wood. I said, my brother was going to quit, I'll give him my good wood, I cut his. So I went down and I buried a lot of wood. Anyway, when he moved me, he shipped me into a good bit of wood. And this fella, Han, from Darby, he was a big woodcutter, so I figured that I was going to beat him. So every now and then, he'd go down back at the stump and have to say a word of prayer. So while he was praying, I was cut. So I had to say, pray on, you bugger, pray on. So in the scale, I've beaten 3/4. So he couldn't understand why I beat him. I said, "You've done too much praying." So, you know, that was the game. A lot of people now wouldn't cut on the altar, but he would never been to a camp today. Wouldn't cut.
Much religion, things like that, churches.
Sundays was wonderfully the whole service there. Bunkers. They would go sing along. I always play the spoons. Mm-hmm. That's only music. Not many guitar. I didn't see any guitars. Not down there. The accordion. One fellow had the accordion. And he'd be in this. Every bit of entertainment sometimes. The accordion going. You'd never dance. Fellas would dance. Stiff dance. Then see who could be the best.
Jigs and that type of
thing. Jigs, yeah. It's a nice thing. But people got along pretty good.
Hmm. What about the groups from other camps and that?
Well, if now you were the camps putting the nice way apart, hours more off, I suppose. So Sundays you go up and see the guys from that camp, you know. You get the lineup about what the wood is like there, and if they had good wood, that camp had good wood, and try to get. With the foreman, get down to the foreman, probably a quick dinner until you open up them.
Do you look at you because you suck up to the foreman or something like that, say?
Well, yeah, something like that, you know, but that was the name of the game. You had to try to better yourself. But they try to keep those camps with the bad wood.
Men be up and down every day, load up, load come down.
Because the foreman, we was up one camp. Bad road, bad the camp, bad wood. And we was the ninth man went on that road. Me and Stuart Jacobs. He said, "You're the ninth man coming to deal on this road, quit." So Stuart said, "No." He said, "We want to quit." So when the skipper come in at 4 o'clock, we had it all cut the oil. We had 6 gold faces. That's what they call 2x4. 2 foot wide, 4 foot high. That's what they call a gold face. Finished the road and then he moved us out and after he moved. You had to better yourself to show, you had to prove yourself, eh? Mm. Some fellas go up in the morning, come back in the evening, they went in the woods. We had one fella, okay, there. He used to go up in the woods, he'd go up in the tallest tree he'd get and let go. We had the boy close for 3 times, tear up his clothes, so send him on.
Electricity in that came in. Electricity changed much?
Yeah, when the electricity came, so good. Well, that was camp. Every camp, I guess, they just not the camps had their own generator, see? Mm-hmm. And no TV. Mm-hmm. No TV. You couldn't hear that. But they had to put up a antenna, I suppose, you know. Radio. Yeah. Non-attack, and would that be all?
Around when did that electricity come in?
That was in the 50s. No, it's the 60s. The 60s, because I finished work. I quit in 66, I think, or 67. I quit the woods. I said, "I have a bad."
So why did you quit?
Well, I had a bad back, and I said, there's no future. You go down and you would chain yourself up, and I said to myself, "Well, then when I went out of cabinet work."
Yeah.
Well, I had a store on. I had a store. Grocery store. So I came home then, and summertime I fish. And in the winter. In the winter I would go back team. In 67 I quit the hotel here. That's when the IWA and they had a big strike there, or whatever. Then the woods changed. Everything changed around. Turnover was getting cut out. Veggie was getting lowered down. You're going to the tree farmers and the power saws.
So the people changed themselves, so.
People changed, and everything changed. Mm-hmm. It's almost changed overnight.
Yeah.
No box saws, all power saws. Then tree farmers then took the jobs away from the mill. Mm-hmm. one tree farm, I put once a good 50 men. Put in, they cut the wood in my arm.
It's a tree farm.
Tree farm, it was a machinery, art machinery. Like a tractor, like an arm. Got an arm down there on rubber tires, on wheels. And she would saw the tree down and she would bundle up. There's 10 or 12 lads to get along with the farm out in the jungle, right? So that's dead cut all of them. They perhaps had 10 men to the 100 year before.
So the people started to think that it wasn't worth it, didn't they go down anymore?
Yeah, well, the suspects, you had them, and then they only have a few men. Only have a few men in the camp then.
Alright, Dad, this is about it for an interview. This is about all I can think of. I'd like to say thanks for doing an interview with me and all that. Took your time and all that. Alright? Yep.